Ohio Senator and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor and Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz met last night in their first and only debate. And joining us this morning with his thoughts on how it went is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. And I would say the debate last night was certainly better than the presidential debate, and even the Globe called the debate civil.
So overall, what are your thoughts on it generally, though?
I think the discussion is probably hard to cover every issue, but they did cover abortion, immigration, the Middle East, housing, the economy, and the 2020 election. So there were a lot of issues on the table during the 90 minutes.
Now, the question always asked is, do you think that this debate is going to have any kind of an impact on the race?
Well, so many states are so close, you know, one-tenth one way or the other. I think this vice presidential debate has a better chance to affect the ratings than most.
And were there any, for you, standout moments in that debate?
Yeah, for me, Vance handled, you know, 4 years ago, Vance didn't like Trump at all, and I thought he handled that question, and I don't think Walz handled the question when he said he was in Tiananmen Square in the 1980s in China, when actually he was in Nebraska.
Now, do you think that there's going to be another debate between the top candidates, Trump and Harris?
I don't think so, only because many states, people have already voted. So I don't know that it would be advantage to have another one, but that's just my thought. But I can tell you one thing. The debate last night brought me back to 1960. Maybe not many people are still alive. When people who heard the debate between Nixon and Kennedy on radio thought Nixon won, and people who saw it on television thought Kennedy won. And last night, Vance handled himself beautifully, and it looked like Walz was very nervous. So that's my observation there.
All right. And now you said you think it's going to have an impact. Who do you think it's going to benefit, and where do you think the race is heading right now?
Well, in my opinion, the debate last night, I think Vance won from that standpoint. But I said I would make a prediction, even though it's a month ahead of time and I could change. But in my opinion, Harris wins because Trump loses.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking to you again before all this is said and done. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.